You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hi, love. Time for your lesson?
Yes. How's it looking at the cricket ground?
Everything seems to be coming together. Oh, do you know if Dan still wants to take a look at Brookfield and Barrow Farm? Be nice to join him.
You've got time?
I'll make time.
Yes, well, we haven't seen much of him. He's been sleeping such a lot. Okay, Silver, won't be long.
Only to be expected.
I've never seen him so exhausted. Or so pale.
Or so happy. Or so hungry. Has he surfaced for breakfast yet?
No, I didn't want to wake him.
Oh, well, I can do that.
Oh, no, if he needs to sleep.
If he wants to go to Barrow Farm and Brookfield and do the single wicket, he needs to get up soon.
I'm amazed he still wants to take part in it.
Of course he does.
But he's so tired.
He'll be lugging 20 kilos worth of equipment with him when he goes on exercise long reach.
Yes, so he keeps telling me.
I'm sure he can manage to lift a bat.
Morning.
Afternoon.
Oh, I woke up early like I usually do. Hello, Silver.
Did you?
You've no idea what a luxury it was to be able to just turn over and go back to sleep.
Have you had any breakfast yet? I'm afraid I've got a lesson now, but I'm sure your dad...
I can cook my own breakfast, Mum. When I'm out on the Black Mountains, I'll only be able to eat if we can kill a rabbit.
Really?
Of course not. Don't tease your Mum.
Sorry. So, what's our plan of action for the day?
Well, you're going nowhere till you've eaten. But it doesn't have to be planned to the minute. You need to relax.
I'll take you in and get you fed while your Mum takes this lesson. Then you can go to Brookfield with her while I nip back to the cricket ground.
Right.
And I'll meet you at Barrow Farm. Been wanting to have a nose round that dairy unit ever since it opened.
There you are, girls. Make the most of it.
Ah, looks great. Good stuff.
Thanks.
The PR guy thought it would be good for the punters to see some cows outside in the sunshine as they came in.
Yes, well, they're the dry ones.
And what about the pen of calves?
That's my next job.
Oh. Well, make sure you choose the prettiest.
What?
Well, you want some good photo ops. People can take selfies with cute little calves over their shoulders.
Right. Aren't they going to be a bit surprised when they see all the other cows are inside? You know, too much of a contrast?
They know that.
Well, they might not. Now, isn't finding out how we operate what the day's supposed to be about?
Now, the day's supposed to be about people having a good time, Rob. And anyway, I'd better get on.
Yeah, well, don't let me keep you.
Well, I'll see you later, and keep up the good work.
I'll try. Selfies.
Shula! Dan! Hi!
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi, Auntie Ruth. Nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you. Let me give you a hug. Oh, I think you're taller.
He is, isn't he?
I don't know how you've managed that.
Oh, my posture's better. Nothing like our colour sergeant yelling at you to make you stand up straight.
I suppose not.
Our mum's worried about me eating enough, of course. But you should see the amount the lads and I put away at mealtime.
You're enjoying it, then?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Oh, Josh and Ben are dying to hear all about army life. And Pip's down for the weekend.
Oh, is she? That's nice.
It is. Need a little family solidarity at the moment.
Where are they, do you know?
In the barn, stuffing themselves with Jill's kicks.
Oh, you go, love. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay. A great event, Auntie Ruth. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. Well, the army's changed him already.
You think so?
More confident, grown up, a bit tired, maybe.
And the rest. And he's going back to his biggest challenge so far.
Ooh, what's that?
I don't know a lot about it yet. I'm steeling myself to find out. Alistair thinks I'm being pathetic.
Well, I'd be anxious in your place.
He's really got into all this army stuff.
So I see.
No, I meant Alistair.
Hi, sis.
Oh, hi, David. This is all looking very good.
Oh, I hope so. The Borchester Echo's just come, and they have brought a photographer.
Well, good. We weren't sure they would.
You've done well to get them interested.
Well, we need all the publicity we can get with this new road hanging over us.
Oh, yes. I can't believe they'd really send it through Brookfield.
We need to make sure they don't. And let's not forget, there are other options open to them.
Oh, yes, including not building a road at all.
Yeah.
But these plans can take years, and they sometimes lead to nothing.
Yeah. Anyway, a good write-up from the Echo won't hurt.
Especially when we're not the only farm open today.
No, Alistair's gone up to Barrow Farm.
Oh, good. He can tell me what they've been up to.
Alistair, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
It's nice to have the opportunity.
Well, you've not been over before?
No.
Well, I'm sure Rob would have given you a guided tour.
Well, time, you know.
Anyway, I hope we can make up for that today. Have you had your free venison burger?
Not yet, no. I'm waiting for my son. He's up at Brookfield.
Ah, the competition.
Is that how you see them?
Not at all.
Oh, sorry, Dad. I got held up.
Ah, don't worry. This is Charlie Thomas, the new estate manager. My son, Dan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm looking forward to taking a look round.
Well, I hope you like what you see. You've been to Brookfield?
Yeah. You'll never believe it, Dad. The Echo only wanted to take a picture of me eating Gran's cake.
Oh, did they? Nice.
They gave me a lift up here, too.
Did they?
Well, they're here.
Well, I blagged one anyway.
Do excuse me. I must go and find them.
Charlie, can I have a word?
Well, is it important? Only the Echo...
Yes, it is. One of the cows has gone into labour.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the punters will love it.
I don't know about that. It looks like there might be a problem.
Oh. Good job my dad's here, then.
They have their own vets, Dan.
Oh, they're miles away. Would you mind taking a look?
It's going very well, isn't it? I'm pleased so many families with young children have come.
Yeah. Yeah, that leaflet drop at Loxley Barracks certainly paid off.
One of the little lads says he wants to come and work here when he grows up.
Oh, good. Hey, I hope you pointed him in the direction of the Echo reporter.
I did, as a matter of fact. We're shameless, aren't we?
Well, every little helps. They'll be pulling out all their stocks at Barrow Farm.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if I popped up to the single wicket later, just for the final?
Of course. I wasn't expecting you to miss that.
You're cutting it fine. I thought I was going to have to do the commentary myself, as well as everything else.
Sorry, love.
What on earth kept you?
It wasn't Dad's fault. There was an emergency.
Cow with a breech presentation.
Yeah, Dad was brilliant. He saved the cow.
Pity I couldn't save the calf, too.
Well, I hope you're going to charge them. Giving up your time like that, today of all days.
They're paying me, yes.
Anyway, we're both here now. Right, I'd better get changed.
I put your whites out for you.
So, love, what still needs doing?
You have to hand it to Adam. These venison burgers really are good.
Yeah, must be costing a fair whack giving them away.
The PR guy said it was good policy.
Right.
Helen says the mini farmers market's doing very well.
You've been over?
Of course. We had quite a chat. He's very charming.
I think so.
And I hear congratulations are in order. She showed me her engagement ring.
Did she?
Yeah, she's very proud of it. He kept that quiet.
Well, I prefer not to mix my professional and private lives.
Except when you need to pick up Henry. Oh, he's very charming too.
He has nice manners. So are you pleased with how the day's going?
I am. And I reckon we'll have had a good few visitors by the end of the day. I'm expecting a good write-up in the Echo.
Yeah, pity about the calf dying.
Well, that's farming for you. These things happen. Oh, can I get you another burger?
Oh, look at that! No question then, folks. The winner of the 2014 single wicket competition is Dan Hebden-Lloyd.
Oh, well done, Dan. Well done.
Great job, Dan.
And a round of applause, please, for Dan and our worthy runner-up, Roy Tucker, as they come off the field.
Oh, well done, Roy.
Hard luck, mate.
We'll take a short break now. Give our winner time to catch his breath. And for you to get yourself a cup of tea and a cake before the presentation of the Mark Hebden Trophy, which I'm sure you'll all agree will make a fitting end to a very enjoyable afternoon.
Well, that was brilliant. Close finish. I only wish I could have seen it all.
Oh, yes, it's been quite an afternoon.
Yes, so I gathered. Dan just blew all the opposition away.
Well, Roy gave him a run for his money, but yes, he did.
He must be super fit already.
Well, he was pretty fit before he started.
Yeah. Josh will be gutted he missed it.
Yes. Did he have to take over from you?
No, Pip did that. He had to get back to his revision.
Oh, it's good he's taking his GCSEs seriously. Dan worked so hard for all his exams.
Well, it's paid off, hasn't it? You and Alistair must be very proud of him.
Of course I am. And it's lovely to see him win today.
Yeah. Alistair trained him up, didn't he?
Yes, though I like to think it's in his genes too. Well, I'd better go and make myself presentable.
It's
It's quite something, isn't it, Shula? Giving Mark's trophy to his son.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
To the victor, the spoils.
Yes! I've seen so many people presented with this.
All your life. You planning to take it back with you?
I wish I could. I can't wait to tell the lads about this. I bet no one else will be coming back with a trophy.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of you with it.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Give us your phone. Smile. There.
Oh, cheers. Do you know where Mum is? She kind of dashed off after the presentation.
She just went to the loo. She won't be long.
I thought we could have a cup of tea together.
Oh, great. She'll like that. I'll get the litter pick organised.
Oh, right.
Yep, look, she's coming now. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
Oh, you look good behind the trophy.
Thank you. Come on, Mum. We can have tea and cake.
Lovely. Oh, it's been quite an afternoon. Shall I get you a cup of tea?
Yeah, in a minute. Let's sit down for a bit. Are you all right, Mum?
Me? Yes, I'm fine.
You're not upset, are you?
Well, maybe just a little bit. It was quite special giving you the trophy.
Oh, yeah, for me too. But is that all? You and Dad are okay?
Yes, of course. Why shouldn't we be?
You don't seem to have spent much time together.
Well, it's been such a busy day. We can have a nice, quiet family supper this evening.
Oh, I'd like that.
Mm, so would I. You mustn't worry about us.
And you mustn't worry about me.
Oh, well, that's what mothers do, I'm afraid.
There's no need. I love it there.
Well, tell me about this long reach exercise, then. What does it entail, exactly?
Oh, they just abandon us in the Black Mountains and we have to find our way back.
To Sandhurst?
No, of course not. I'm joking, Mum. No, we're in teams of 8 or 10. We have to find our way back down our personal route to the base camp.
How long does that take?
36 hours. Although we do have to sleep for 4 of them.
4? Is that all? Wow.
Well, we're busy. And there are command tasks we have to do along the way.
And they are?
Physical and mental challenges. I can't wait.
And you're living rough all that time?
I was joking about the rabbits.
Right.
Don't worry, Mum. The colour sergeant says he hasn't lost anyone. Yet.
I hope you didn't mind driving me up here.
No, of course not. Any particular reason you wanted to come?
I find Lake Hill very calming. So did your father.
Yeah, generations of archers must have felt the same.
I'll be sure they did.
And you need calming because...
I'm going to see Elizabeth. It was Nigel's birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
I should have been with her, really.
Oh, Mum, you should have said. You didn't need to get involved with Open Farm Sunday.
Yes, I did. My place is at Brookfield at the moment. I just hope Elizabeth understands.
No, I'm sure she will.
Oh, David. Do you think all this is going to change?
No, it won't. Not if I have anything to do with it.
I can't bear to think about it. Look at that wonderful view.
I know.
And now imagine a road tearing its way through it. Tearing its way through all our happy memories.
I feel the same. But don't take it as certain, Mum. There's a long way to go yet.
This was such a special place for Phil and me. Oh, and you children, of course. The family picnics we've had.
Mum. Believe me, Mum, I will do everything in my power to stop it happening.
Don't worry, David. So will I.
Oh, morning, Roy.
Oh, you're busy. Only Reg was wondering...
Yeah, I was just looking up the long-range weather forecast.
Yeah, so I see.
It's trying to find out what it's going to be like when we go to the festival.
I don't think long-term forecasts are very accurate so far ahead.
Well, I hope not, because this one's not very promising.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, of course.
Right. It just says changeable. They're covering themselves.
Look at those little rain clouds.
You know, they got little suns peeping out.
I don't want to spend 2 days squelching round in the mud.
Firstly, I don't think you're going to. And secondly, that can be fun.
That's what Freddie and Lily keep telling me.
Don't you believe them?
They're teenagers. They like that sort of thing. You know, this really isn't me.
Look, I'm sure you'll love it when you get there. I mean, thousands of people do.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. What sort of crowds am I to expect?
Look, I'll protect you from the tattooed hordes, if that's what's worrying you.
Oh, it does sound a bit ridiculous when you put it like that.
Where's your sense of adventure?
Yeah. I seem to have lost it somewhere along the way.
You don't have to do anything you're not comfortable with. This is all about you enjoying yourself.
I hope so.
You will, Elizabeth. I know you will. And you're better prepared than a lot of festival goers.
Am I?
Yeah. At least you own a pair of wellies.
Morning, Adam. Thought I might find you here.
Oh, hi, Brian.
What do you reckon?
Not bad. Though this maze isn't as far ahead as I predicted.
Well, given what a good start it had after the warm spring.
Yeah, got away well. But I can't see we'll be cutting it particularly early.
Great crop of strawberries, though, eh? The sun in April didn't hurt.
No, so far so good.
I was wondering, Adam. It might be a good time for you and me to have an away day.
Huh? Oh, did you have anywhere particular in mind?
Well, I thought we could go to Cereals. You know, the arable event.
Ah.
Looks like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it does. But thing
is... too short notice for you? But it's pretty relevant to you after all.
No, it isn't that.
Good, because I'm sure you could leave the farm for a day. Or has Charlie been breathing down your neck again?
Well, quite the opposite. He asked me if I'd like to go there with him.
Oh, I see.
But I'm sure it'd be fine if you came too.
No. You go with him.
Are you sure?
No, honestly, Adam, it's fine.
Oh, Hugh's soup's delicious, Elizabeth.
Yes, isn't it? I'll tell him.
So, how did yesterday go?
Wasn't as bad as I was expecting.
That's good.
The children and I put flowers on his grave, and then we decided to spend the day doing something Nigel would have liked to do himself.
Did you?
We took a boat out on the lake. It was lovely.
Oh, that's such a coincidence. I had the same idea. I took Topper out on one of Nigel's favourite rides.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, it was. I had to do it really early, and the bird song was fabulous.
Well, I'm surprised you found time at all with Dan home.
He was fast asleep.
Right, well, that's no surprise.
Alistair and I both had plenty of time with him, though. We did a farm Sunday each, and he went to both.
Oh.
We're reacting rather differently to his Sandhurst experience. It was probably easier for Dan to cope with us one at a time.
I suppose men and women can have different attitudes to the military, let alone mothers and fathers.
Alistair seems to find it all so exciting.
Every man thinks the less of himself for not being a soldier.
Who said that?
Nigel's great-uncle. But I think he was quoting Dr. Johnson.
Oh. You think Nigel felt like that?
I don't know. I mean, he wasn't aggressive in any way at all.
Oh, no.
But he did get very obsessed with all that World War I stuff.
Yes, I remember.
You're still not happy about Dan's decision?
Well, I'm not unhappy, exactly. I'm very proud of him. He seems much more grown up, and he's obviously loving it.
But?
Well, I hope he's up to what they ask of him. He'd be shattered if he failed at something now.
And what's he got coming up next?
They're dumped in the middle of nowhere up a mountain, and then they find their own way back. The kind of exercise soldiers die on.
No, very rarely.
It happens.
Oh, it must be hard.
Alistair says I didn't know where he was when he was in America, and that's a far more dangerous place than the Black Mountains.
He has a point.
Yeah, but this is just the start, Elizabeth. This is what my life's going to be like. Dreading the knock on the door or the phone call. You know he had to make his will.
Oh, heavens. Oh,
of course, it's perfectly sensible.
Oh, to imagine Freddie doing that.
Alistair said we should be proud he coped with it so well.
It's hard having a son, isn't it?
I didn't find it so. Not till now. Do you?
Oh, recently. Yeah, with Freddie growing up, growing away from me.
And it's not as difficult with Lily?
Oh, no. I mean, we have much worse fights, but I can understand her. Freddie's becoming he's like a mystery to me.
Yes.
I worry about him.
Oh, of course you do.
He's trying so hard to follow in his father's footsteps. You know, he's entering a heifer in the Borsetshire show.
Oh, bless him. Well, being like Nigel, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
No, I know, of course it wouldn't, but it's too much responsibility for him, trying to be the man of the house.
Yes.
I mean, heaven knows, Nigel wasn't always that himself.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I don't want him turning Nigel into this perfect man he's never going to live up to.
Of course you don't.
Did you never worry about that with Dan and Mark?
Why, it was so different. Dan never knew him.
And then he had Alistair, of course.
Yes, and we both know he's not perfect.
Who is?
Oh, look, here's Mum.
Hello, you two. I see you decided to start without me.
Well, we weren't quite sure what time you were coming.
Plus, we were starving.
It's all right, I forgive you.
This is only our first course.
There's the menu, Mum. Take your time.
I want to say how sorry I was I couldn't get over yesterday.
That's all right. I knew you'd be busy at Brookfield.
It seemed to be going very well when Dan and I were up there.
Yes, it was marvellous.
Good. I'm really pleased for them.
But I hope you didn't feel I'd let you down, you and the twins.
Of course not.
I felt it was important I was there, with all the things that are going on at the moment.
Oh, the new road. Yes, it's horrifying.
It is. And if they choose the one that goes through Brookfield, well, they mustn't. We've got to stop it.
Oh, this is nice.
It is.
Yeah. An English pub garden in the June sunshine. What could be better?
Not home farm kitchen by the sound of it.
Oh, if only your mother wasn't such a perfectionist.
So, what was wrong with the tiles exactly?
They were the wrong colour.
Well, hadn't Mum noticed that before?
Oh, she didn't get the full impact until they were up, apparently.
So now they've got to come down.
Yes. And they'd got quite a lot done before she realised.
Well, it's got to be right, I suppose.
So I'm told. And, of course, you'll have to find some new ones. Lord knows how long that's going to take.
Hello. Well, hi, David. You're heavy laden.
I am. Might just put this down for a moment.
What have you got there?
Well, I borrowed some plates and cutlery and stuff for Open Farm Sunday. Kenton needs them back with the World Cup coming up.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, Mum really delivered with the tea and cakes.
Went well, then?
Yeah, we were really pleased. Got over 200, I reckon.
Well, that is good.
Well, for us. Well, I'm sure it's nothing compared to the numbers at Barrow Farm.
Well, I don't know. I just delivered the venison burgers and the strawberries.
Well, they do seem to have got through a fair bit of that.
Ah, well, quality, not quantity. I like to think our visitors had a good experience of a real family farm.
I'm sure they did. Well, I hear you got the echo there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well done. Well, they don't always come out.
Yeah, actually, I think we have Barrow Farm to thank for that.
Well, the press always like a bit of rivalry.
Let's hope it's more compare and contrast.
Well, don't mind that. Just so long as they don't make us look quaint.
Oh, Elizabeth, good. I was just coming to find you.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. Sheila and I were trying to calm Mum down a bit about the new road proposals.
Oh, she must be frantic about it.
Well, nothing's been decided yet. It may not affect Brookfield. It may not even happen at all.
Well, let's hope not. Anyway, I've got some good news.
Sounds promising.
I've managed to retrieve the noodles.
I'm sorry?
Well, don't you remember? One of the caterers we lost at the Roundsbury Fair specialised in every known form of noodle.
Oh, yes. Freddie was very disappointed when he heard we'd lost them.
Well, we haven't. I managed to persuade him to come back.
Oh, Roy, that is good news. Well done.
Well, on balance, they reckon they get more punters with us.
Shelley will be delighted.
Oh, she is. Well, it's something. Anyway, I've put it on the website.
Brilliant.
Oh, so exciting. Aren't you just a little bit excited too?
I'll go along with your enthusiasm.
Well, you won't have to after next week. Not once you've had the festival experience yourself. I mean, there's nothing like it, I promise you.
So you keep saying. And do you know what, Roy? I think I'm starting to believe you. I never thought I'd say this, but I think I might actually be looking forward to it.
All right, then. I'll feed you in a minute. You enjoy the sunshine for a while.
Hi, Gran.
Oh, Helen, how lovely to see you.
I noticed you're out in the garden. I thought I'd just pop over to say hello.
I'm just cutting a few flowers for the house.
So I see. Wow, your roses are lovely.
Jennifer's coming round this afternoon. I thought I'd brighten the place up a bit.
Well, I won't keep you, but I just thought you'd like to see this.
Oh, you've bought the ring. Oh, Helen, isn't it beautiful?
It is, isn't it? Rob chose it. It was quite a surprise.
A very pleasant one.
Oh, I know. I've never owned anything this lovely. I can't stop showing it to people.
Well, that's only natural. Thank you for showing it to me.
Well, I wanted you to be one of the first people to see it.
That's very thoughtful. Tell Rob he has very good taste in rings as well as fiancés.
Well, I'm the lucky one.
I'm glad to see you so happy.
Gran, I never thought this kind of fairy tale would happen to me.
It is rarer than people think.
But you got engaged in the war, wasn't that romantic?
Not exactly. It was all a bit rushed.
Oh, I see.
It was so hard for us to get leave at the same time.
Yes, I suppose it must have been.
I'm afraid in the end Jack just sneaked away to see me.
Well, that sounds romantic.
He'd have been in terrible trouble if he'd been caught. That's all I could think about, really.
Oh, dear.
My other Jack was so different.
I know. He just kept on asking you till he said yes, didn't he?
Something like that. I was very lucky to get a second chance at love.
I feel the same. Anyway, I must get on.
It was lovely you found time to show me your beautiful ring.
You must come over soon.
I'd like that. It seems ages since I've seen Henry.
Oh, I know. Ridiculous when we live so close to each other, but I've been so busy at the shop.
I know. Well, you better get on.
Yeah.
Oh, Helen, before you go, have you heard from Tom at all?
No, Gran, I'm afraid not. Nobody has, unless...
No, I haven't either. That's why I asked.
I'm sure he'll be in touch soon.
Yes, of course. Well, I mustn't keep you.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Okay, Gran?
Yes, see you. Well, you two, you'd better get these flowers in the house before they start wilting. Yes, and you can have your lunch.
You're missing the pigs already.
I was just weighing up our options. What we should do with this land now.
Right.
We could put it to more field crops.
But...
reseed for silage or grazing for the cattle.
We've got more than enough already.
Not if we were to expand the herd more quickly than I'd planned.
Well, that's quite a big decision. We'd need to talk it through.
It's decision time now, love. We've got to do something with it.
Yeah, well, let's not make hasty decisions, though. Keep our options open.
You mean about the pigs, in case Tom comes back?
Well, yes, if he does.
And if he doesn't, we've got a labour-intensive enterprise that neither of us really wants.
I still don't think we need to rush.
Look, Pat, I do understand why you want to go back into pigs, but I'm trying to work out what's best for the farm as it is.
Well, there's certainly one thing we do have to decide about.
Tom's contract with Neil, I hadn't forgotten.
As things stand, he's due to deliver the next batch of wieners in a couple of weeks.
I know.
So, what do you think we should do about that?
Well, that's what got me turning things over again in the first place. I want to do the right thing for Bridge Farm. For us.
Lovely roses, Mum.
Thank you.
You see, that's the shade that I wanted for my tiles.
It would look nice in a kitchen.
Perfect with the warm white of the paintwork, but when they were up, they didn't look like that at all.
No.
Well, it's so difficult to imagine what they look like en masse just from the ones in the shop. The light's so totally different.
I suppose it must be.
Brian just doesn't understand that.
Yes, he was telling me about choosing the paint.
Well, the last thing I want is for the place to look like an operating theatre.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now there's a problem with my granite.
Oh, dear, you are having bad luck.
Yeah, Kingsley rang this morning. He double-checked the order, and they were about to send the wrong sort.
Oh, well, good thing he checked.
Yes, that's what he said. The mistake must have happened at his end, and he rather skated over that.
As long as he puts it right.
He did apologise profusely.
Well, that's something.
Yes, but it's going to be at least a fortnight before we get them.
I shouldn't worry, dear. I'm sure it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep telling myself. Oh, I envy you, Mum.
Do you?
It's so quiet and peaceful here. I seem to have been living in chaos forever.
There, that's the lot, isn't it?
Yes, are you sure you don't need any more ice cream?
I think we're well stocked for the moment.
Well, give us a ring if you change your mind.
Oh, it's nice to be able to get out without worrying about the shop.
I'm sure it is.
And I'll be able to see more of Rob and Henry. I've been neglecting them.
Is that what Rob thinks?
No, he's very good. It's Henry that complains. Oh. Rob just worries about me getting tired.
That's very thoughtful of him.
But it'll be all right now that Anya's back.
Well, you're still one person down. Natalia was only temporary, after all.
She did a great job, but it's what to do next.
I know what you mean.
Rob thinks we should get someone in.
Does he?
I know it's ridiculous, Mum, but I can't help thinking, what if Kirsty comes back?
I don't think that's very likely.
No, but she wasn't herself.
It's not surprising.
She might not even have a job. She might need us. Unlike Tom. I think Gran's missing him.
Do you?
I popped over to show her my engagement ring earlier before I came here.
Oh, she must have been pleased.
Yeah, she was. But she did seem a bit low. And then she asked if we'd heard from Tom.
I wish we had. Giving his name away, Helen. That's what I can't get over.
Yeah.
When I think of the work he put into establishing it.
Tom Archer ready meals are still out there.
Yeah, but they're not his.
No. At least his sausages still have an association with the farm.
Yes, but for how much longer?
Well, Morris is still making them.
With bought-in meat. I'm not so sure your father wants pigs on the farm again.
Really?
Oh, talk of the devil.
Hi, Dad.
Have you seen Jazza?
He's in the kitchen having a coffee.
Well, he's supposed to be helping me with the lazy weeder.
You've got him on the lazy weeder? I'm not surprised he's hiding in the house.
Just before you go, I meant to ask, have you seen Lillian recently?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen Lillian.
Oh, good. Only last time I saw her, she seemed a bit down, and I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, I suppose she was depressed about the matinee jacket, was she?
What matinee jacket?
That she's supposed to be knitting for the baby.
Why does Lillian, of all people, want to knit something for the baby?
Because Linda's made a llama wool baby blanket already.
Yes, but that's the kind of thing that Linda does.
Grandmother envy, Mum.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Lillian's never been interested in knitting, or any good at it, come to that.
No, I must have remembered her as better than she was. But I thought if I gave her a helping hand...
I wish she'd talk to me about it.
Well, I did what I could.
I'm sure you did.
I gave the wool and the needles and the pattern. I even undid it when she did it all wrong and started her off again.
Well, that was very kind of you when you're so busy.
Well, I don't think it helped very much. She's done about 2 rows since, and Linda keeps asking her how she's getting on with it.
Why didn't she ask me? I would have helped her.
Well, please do, Mum. She needs all the help she can get. Here's Jill now. I'll be off.
If you're sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's good we've had this chance to catch up. I always like to hear what you're doing.
She's so happy, Tony, showing off her diamonds to your mum.
Who was thrilled, no doubt.
Perhaps we should just be glad of it. Maybe we don't need to worry about Helen.
Well, we do need to worry about Tom.
And that's enough, isn't it?
Right, I'll go and extract Jazza.
Oh, don't be too hard on him. He's done a lot of extra work.
He gets paid?
Yes, but he'd rather get paid for doing the pigs.
Well, that's a pity, because we haven't got any.
No.
I've been on the phone to Neil.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to see him tomorrow morning so we can decide what we're going to do about Tom's contract.
And what are you thinking of doing?
Well, like I said, I haven't made up my mind yet. That's why I'm seeing Neil.
Oh, dear. Your daughters do seem to be having a lot of problems.
Not real ones. Not compared to David and Ruth. They must be so worried about the new road.
We all are.
Yes.
But it is only one of three proposals. We just have to make sure it isn't that one they choose.
And how are we going to do that?
Well, the campaign's already off the ground. There's a lot of strong feeling.
Do you really think there's any point?
Certainly, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm beginning to feel as if this isn't my world anymore.
What nonsense!
Why should anyone listen to my opinion?
Because you've lived in this village for over 60 years. You know what damage it could do.
Things change, Jill.
They do, but it doesn't have to be for the worse.
Maybe we just have to let go of the past.
This isn't about the past, it's about the future. Our children's future, our grandchildren's.
I tried to invest in my grandchildren's future. It wasn't a great success.
You did what you thought was best.
Perhaps. So you really think you can do something to stop this road going through?
Yes, I do.
Like what? How are you going to start?
At the top. Yes, that's it. I'll see Justin Elliott.
Is it anything to do with him?
He's a man with influence, I know that.
If he'll see you.
Well, perhaps that is a bit ambitious.
I'm just being realistic. I mean, a man like that.
I can talk to Charlie Thomas, that's easy enough.
Easier.
He seems quite reasonable. Adam gets on with him, doesn't he?
They had a bit of a sticky start, but yes, I think so.
Well then.
Oh, Jill, I admire your spirit.
Thank you.
But I'm still not sure exactly what you think you're going to achieve.
We need to get the message out that bringing this road through Ambridge will be more trouble than it's worth. And believe me, I intend to be very persuasive.
Morning, Neil.
Oh, morning, Tony.
That's done. Lovely day.
Yeah. They're enjoying it.
Looks like they're coming on well.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so, because they're yours.
Right.
Yeah, the piglets you'll be taking delivery of in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
That is, if you're willing to honour the contract. I presume that's what you've come to talk to me about.
Yes, it is.
Well, Bill and Ben, Jennifer can't come shopping. Shall we try Lillian? She'll be at work. Yes, I was right. Hello, Lillian. I was just ringing on the off chance you might be free, but obviously you're at work. Not to worry, it wasn't important. Oh, but Jennifer tells me you're having some problems with some knitting you're doing. Do bring it round so I can take a look at it and see if I can help. See you soon. Well, you two. Looks as if it's the bus for me. I know, but it won't kill me.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Grand.
So,
I've come to ask your advice. As a friend and as an experienced pigman.
So you're seriously thinking of getting out of pigs altogether?
I'm a man down, Neil. I know Pat thinks Tom might come back soon.
But you don't, eh?
No, and I don't see how we can run the pigs without him. Letting them go completely has to be an option.
Well, it's quite a drastic one. That's a big part of the total business.
It is, but if he did come back, it'd be quite easy to re-establish an organic pig operation, wouldn't it?
Why put yourself through all that when you don't have to?
Because I'm not sure we can manage it without him.
I think you can. I know you'd expect me to say that. I've got a vested interest in you continuing, after all.
Don't be daft. I know you'd give me the best advice, whatever it was. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Okay. I think you'd be crazy to give the pigs up.
That's clear enough. Well, go on then, convince me.
You've got the infrastructure in place. You've got a staffed processing unit of your own with an excellent worker in Morris. And you've got Jazzer on the spot, even if he is only part-time. And you've got a market for the meat.
Yes, that's the big one. It wouldn't be so easy to build that up again from scratch.
Plus, Tom ordered those piglets.
Oh, no, I wouldn't see you out of pocket, whatever.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, but what's the point of wasting your money paying me off? You might as well take the wieners and see how it goes.
But we'd be doing it all without Tom.
Oh, see how you go. There's no need to make a longer commitment to more stock at this stage.
That's true.
So you could try a small start, taking it slowly.
Keeps our options open, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it seems silly to close them down before you have to, eh?
Morning. Thank you, driver.
Do take a seat, Mrs. Archer.
Thank you. Very kind of you to see me at such short notice.
Well, you were very insistent it was important.
I think so. And I hope I'll be able to convince you.
Well, that sounds intriguing. What are we talking about exactly?
The plans for the new road.
Ah. This isn't strictly my bag, Mrs. Archer.
No, I know. I've come because I'm hoping you can fix up a meeting for me with Justin Elliott.
I see. Well, he is a man with his finger on the pulse.
Yes. It seems to me, though, that he has no real knowledge or understanding of life in Ambridge. I want you to see if you can use your influence on him and get across just how strongly our community's feeling about this as his man on the ground.
Right.
And then maybe he'll see me.
As I understand it, no one knows yet which of the three proposed routes will be chosen.
Well, I know there's one that absolutely mustn't be.
Can you shove that box of cabbages a bit closer?
Yeah, I'll swap you for the leeks.
Seems to take longer every week.
Yes.
One of the things Tom never complained about, and he did it every week without fail.
Yep.
Sounds as if you had a good discussion with Neil about the pigs.
I just needed someone else's perspective on it.
And that helped?
It did. He talked a lot of sense.
I'd be unhappy if we didn't honour this contract.
I know.
And it makes more sense to use Jazz's skills with the pigs, even though he is part-time, rather than trying to make him do farm work he doesn't want to do.
We're certainly not having much success with that. You should have seen him on the Lazy Weeder.
Oh, dear.
But we can't just launch into this as if Tom was still here.
No.
So, if we just take one batch of pigs at a time, see how it goes, see what we can manage realistically.
I'm so glad.
It's a good compromise.
I think so.
Only, Pab.
Yeah?
Don't think it means I believe Tom's coming home anytime soon. I haven't changed my mind about that.
Are you using your own bags?
Yes, so what do you want me to do?
Oh,
there.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
But I haven't put anything unexpected. Oh, dear.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
No, there isn't. Oh, you stupid machine. What do you want me to do now?
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Oh, shut up!
The farm's been in my husband's family for generations. This road would cut it in two.
Well, there would be compensation.
How could you compensate for something like that? I was up on Lakey Hill on Monday. Have you been there?
Not yet. But I hear the view is very beautiful.
It wouldn't be if it's a view of motorway bridges and the birdsongs drowned out by lorries thundering past.
But those lorries might be bringing prosperity to the village.
Why would that matter if it had lost its heart and soul?
Well...
Believe me, Mr. Thomas.
Oh, please, call me Charlie.
Charlie, then. I'm not being nimbyist. The other proposals are far less destructive, if there has to be a road at all.
Any of the schemes will bring changes.
But Route B seems wantonly disruptive of something very precious. We believe Justin Elliott has some sort of financial interest in the scheme.
That's not for me to say.
So I'm sure you see that it's very important that I talk to him.
Well, he's a busy man, and I'm not sure a face-to-face meeting's going to be possible.
Oh. Then you must relay our feelings to him. I'm sure you can use your influence with him.
I'm flattered you think I have any.
And as I say, he himself is an influential man.
But anyway...
He has power. If he were to put his weight behind one of the other less damaging schemes...
Well, that would be entirely up to him, a matter of policy, you see.
Of course. I hear he's busy acquiring land in the Route B area.
Would you mind if I asked you where you heard that?
I can't remember. But it's difficult to keep anything secret in a village.
Evidently.
And of course, land is always much more attractive when there are main services nearby.
You've done your homework.
I wouldn't have wasted your time otherwise.
Oh, you haven't wasted my time. You've made your case very clearly.
Thank you.
And I shall convey your feelings to Mr. Elliott.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, please. Call me Jill.
Peggy?
Oh, hello, Fallon. How nice to see you.
How long have you been waiting there?
Quite some time. I think I must have read the timetable wrong.
Hop in. I can give you a lift back to Ambridge.
Oh, are you sure that's not out of your way?
No, not at all.
Jennifer told me how much Alice enjoyed the Mad Hatter's tea party you did for Linda.
Oh, she was a great Alice, not surprisingly.
Such an original idea.
Well, people seem to like it. One of Alice's friends wants me to do something similar for her.
You might have quite a little business idea there.
You're kidding. Any spare time I've got from Jags, Mum and Kenton are roping me into helping out with their World Cup event. They're planning themed nights, depending on which countries are playing.
Oh, how imaginative.
Yeah. Food, decor.
I'd have liked to have done more of that when I ran the ball.
Hmm. Oh, talking of the World Cup, let me show you. Look ahead.
Where?
Your side, the Horobin's house.
Oh, yes, I suppose they've covered it in flags as usual.
They've gone one step further than that. There you are.
Oh, my goodness.
A wall. And they've painted it.
One enormous England flag. Oh, now that is going too far.
Yeah. Don't think it's going to be popular.
Oh, they'd never have got away with it if Ivy had still been with us.
No.
Oh, Fallon, it's so nice talking to you.
You too.
I seem to have been talking to machines all day. Recorded voices, beeps.
I know. You can be on the phone for 20 minutes without actually talking to a human being.
Are you sure you won't come in for a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love to. I really do need to get this stuff to the bull.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you for the lift and carrying my bags.
No, it's a pleasure. I'm sorry I haven't got time to help you unpack. Bye then, Peggy.
Bye, and thank you. Oh, well. Bill? Ben? Here I am. Did you miss me? Oh, I'm glad someone's here to welcome me home.
Hi, darling. How nice to see you. You didn't say you were coming into Borchester.
Well, I've got some errands to do here, and Charlie won't be dropping by today.
No? Where is he?
Oh, he's gone off to Cambridgeshire with Adam.
Ideal time, then.
So, I was hoping I might be able to take you to lunch.
Oh, sweet of you, but it'll have to be quick.
The shop didn't look that busy.
No, but I really need to get this sorted, and I can't leave anyone home for too long.
Well, what's the problem?
I'm hoping there isn't one. I'm just checking through these orders.
Something gone missing?
I don't think so, but we're running low on oatmeal. I'm sure I asked Kirsty to order some.
Kirsty did the ordering?
Yeah, sometimes.
That doesn't sound like a particularly good system.
She was doing me a favour, saving me the trouble.
Yeah, except you've got the trouble now. That's why it's a mistake to employ friends. Something always comes unstuck.
The only problem is that she didn't come back. I could have asked her then.
Well, she should have done it properly.
She didn't know she wouldn't be here. It was a shock to us all.
Yes, well, that was unprofessional too. There is such a thing as working out your notice.
Oh, come on, Rob. After what happened?
I just don't like seeing you so frazzled.
I'm fine. It's just us being one down that's the problem.
Well, you should do something about that.
Maybe. But I can't think about that at the moment.
No. And do you want to skip lunch? I could bring you a sandwich.
Oh, that's kind, thank you. But it'll probably do me good to get out for a bit.
Yeah, I think it would.
You go ahead and get us a table at the cafe, okay? Shan't be long.
Oh, dear, you have got yourself in a muddle.
I think that's a bit of an understatement.
So, this is supposed to be a matinee jacket, is it?
Well, there's no need to sound quite so surprised.
Oh, grey's an unusual colour to choose.
It wasn't grey when I started.
I know, dear. I was just teasing.
Oh, well, please don't, Mum. I feel bad enough about it as it is.
I don't know why you didn't consult me about this sooner.
Well, it seems pathetic to be running to your mother at my age.
Not at all. I'm only too glad to help.
Didn't think I was going to need you. I thought I'd found a way round it.
Oh, yes?
Well, I looked online and I found a site that sold hand-knitted baby clothes.
Everything's online these days.
Oh, it doesn't solve every problem.
Did you send off for something?
Yeah, but I was very disappointed when it came.
Not good quality.
It was too good. Didn't look hand-knitted at all. At least, not by me.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Mum. I wish I'd never started this.
Now, don't fret. The solution's obvious.
What, leave the country?
I'll knit it for you. I think I can make it look hand-knitted enough.
Mum. Oh, that's really kind of you.
My pleasure. Give me something to keep me occupied.
But it does rather defeat the object of the exercise.
Why?
Well, it's supposed to be a gift from me.
Well, it will be. You can buy the wool.
Oh, yes, but
you can choose the pattern, so it'll be in the style you want.
You really wouldn't mind?
I'd love to do it. I'd have knitted for my great-grandson anyway.
Yeah, of course you would. It'd have to be a secret, though.
Fine. Who am I going to tell?
Well, Jenny gave me the wool and the pattern to begin with.
I'll tell her you've changed your mind.
Yeah, yes, I could, I suppose.
And you're starting again from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, that would work.
Linda's certainly never going to find out.
Oh, it's brilliant, Mum. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
It'll be such a relief to stop pretending.
I could show you how to do something simple, just to keep the illusion going.
Well, that pattern was supposed to be simple.
Well, the next one doesn't have to be.
No, of course it doesn't. Not when you're knitting it. I can get something really complicated.
You can. I like a challenge.
That'd wipe the smirk off Linda's face.
Well, I've had that settled. Now, would you like to stay for lunch?
I agree. Very thought-provoking.
See, I always knew precision technology was the future of agriculture. But I didn't realise how advanced the thinking had gone.
Satellites, drones, high-resolution sensors, exciting stuff, sure. But we're not in their league yet.
Look up, Adam. It's not so long since the idea of GPS in tractors sounded like science fiction, but now farmers who don't use it are in a minority.
Well, those new sensors are a fascinating development. If only they were a bit cleverer.
That'll come too. They just need to improve the camera technology.
And learn how to translate the picture.
Look, if a machine can sense the problem before we've even noticed it, it can be programmed to take action.
Well, that's true. But we're not quite obsolete.
It's the fast response that's half the battle with arable.
So you keep telling me.
Not so often, maybe.
Well, machines won't solve everything. If the computer says yes, but the weather says no.
Get yourself more sophisticated software.
You're really sold on all this, aren't you?
Robots that could phase harvest and see depth to moisture? You bet I am.
And it would drive down inputs and materials costs.
Yeah, another of my hobby horses, you're going to say?
No, not at all. I thought it was very interesting that a lot of this technology kicked in when fuel prices started to rocket.
There you are, then. Look, we can be efficient, make money, and still save the planet.
You love all this, don't you?
Oh, I do. Don't you?
I'm not sure.
It's such an exciting time to be in agriculture. All these changes and possibilities.
Of course, but it's rather daunting too.
I think it's exhilarating.
Well, I know you do.
And you would too, if you thought about it in the right way.
Maybe.
No, you would. Trust me.
Tell you what, why don't you try and convince me over lunch?
Oh, look, someone's left their Borchester Echo behind.
Oh, good. I meant to pick one up. Do you mind if I take a look?
No, of course not. Go ahead.
I want to see what kind of write-up Open Farm Sunday got.
Oh, yeah.
Double-page centre spread by the look of things.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh, dear.
Not good?
No. I just hope Charlie's enjoying himself at the Arable event. He's not going to be very happy when he sees this.
Why? What have they said?
Well, it's not what they've said so much.
Oh, my goodness.
A picture's worth 1,000 words, isn't that what they say?
Yes, but it doesn't have to be a picture of a dead calf. That's grotesque. I'm amazed they've put that in. How horrible.
Well, it happened.
Well, so did a lot of other things, nice things.
They weren't interested in them, not at our farm anyway.
I don't see why not.
Considering the line they'd decided to take, that dead calf was a gift to them.
How do you mean?
Well, look at the Brookfield picture, which of course they printed on the opposite page.
Well, at least that's a nice one.
Of course it's a nice one. An apple-cheeked granny serving homemade cake to her gallant soldier grandson.
Not much to do with farming.
It's got everything to do with farming as far as the Echo's concerned.
Yes, I see what you mean.
If your message is that Brookfield is a nice, traditional, warm, cosy family farm and Barrow Farm is a soulless machine where animals die and we don't care.
Surely they aren't allowed to be that biased.
Who's going to care in the Borchester Echo?
That's rather cynical.
They want to sell newspapers. This is what they think people want to hear.
Maybe.
It was the obvious angle once we were up against Brookfield.
I suppose so.
Yeah, anyone could have seen it coming, except, apparently, Charlie's PR company.
You don't seem very upset about it.
Well, I never thought it was a good idea in the first place.
And now you feel vindicated.
Aren't I?
It looks like it. But, then, darling, you are always right.
Oh, now that's going a bit far. Not always.
No?
No. Let's say, 99.9% of the time.
It won't take long for the casserole to warm up.
You're really spoiling me, Mum. A sandwich would have done.
Nonsense. That's more trouble than taking something out of the freezer.
I suppose it is.
I made far too much for one person. So you're doing me a favour, really?
Well, if you put it like that...
I always seem to do it.
It's hard to make a small casserole.
You'd think I would have got out of the habit by now.
I'm glad you haven't.
So am I. It's lovely to have you here for lunch.
It's a nice change for me to be cooked for.
I can imagine.
Matt tries, bless him, but when it's his turn to make lunch, it's amazing how many times we end up at the Bull.
Oh. Well, you're welcome to come up any time, you know that.
I'll bear that in mind. Oh, I picked up an Echo for you.
Oh, thank you.
There's a lovely picture of Jill and Daniel. I'll show you. Here.
Oh, yes. Isn't that sweet?
Sweeter than what's on the opposite page.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's just a disgrace. Jack would never have allowed something like that in the Echo when he was in charge.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
Oh, why do they feel the need to do it?
Making a point about Barrow Farm, I suppose.
Surely they could have done it without doing this.
People seem to need pictures these days before they can understand anything.
That's true.
Anyway, fold the page over and just look at Jill and Daniel.
I shall.
Or doting granny and her gallant soldier boy, as the Echo prefers to call them.
Oh, good heavens.
I know. He's only been at Sandhurst 5 minutes. He hasn't had time to do anything gallant.
It must have been strange for Shula to read that. When she's only just getting used to the idea herself.
So I hear.
Oh, now, what's the matter with you, Bill? You're not getting enough attention because I'm around.
I expect he wants his lunch too. All right, in a minute.
I'm surprised Ben's not with him. I thought he was the greedy one.
He's a bit off his food at the moment.
Oh, dear.
I'll find him something extra tasty. That'll bring him running.
Good idea. As long as it isn't my portion of the casserole.
Oh. It's obvious only the biggest, most efficient and most flexible enterprises will survive.
Well...
And even they'll have to attract money for investment in water systems and roads.
Mm. We may well have first-hand experience of some of that in Ambridge before long.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet Jill didn't take any prisoners.
I did try to get her to see the bigger picture.
Good luck with that.
Well, we all need to.
I don't think Home Farm and the estate are doing so badly. We're working more flexibly and efficiently than ever.
But you could be so much more ambitious. Especially you, Adam.
Why especially me?
You could do much more with your contracting work. With all that underused kit at Home Farm.
We do the Brookfield harvest.
Oh, come on. You might as well be mowing their lawns. You could be servicing half of Borsetshire with the equipment and the skills you've got.
That's very flattering.
Then do something about it. To succeed as a farmer these days, you need to be a big player.
And you think we can do that?
I see a lot of unused potential, that's all I'm saying.
What, in the farm, in me?
It's just food for thought, it's just, you know, food for thought. Oh, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, yeah? About the future of farming, or is it the global economy this time?
The Borsetshire show. I thought I'd give it the once over.
Right. Well, I think I can cope with a question about that.
OK, so what's the dress code? Is it very upmarket?
The county set usually turn up.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
I shouldn't worry too much. Tweeds should be OK.
Well, thanks. Oh, you didn't happen to pick up a copy of The Echo before we came out, did you?
No, sorry. I didn't have time.
No, neither did I.
Is this about the Open Farm Sunday write-up?
Yes. It'll keep. A pleasure deferred. Now, how about some coffee?
Barrow Farm.
Rob, it's me.
Oh, hi, darling. Nice to hear from you.
I'm really sorry to bother you at work.
No, don't be. It's brightened up a dull Friday afternoon.
You're not very busy, then?
No, all quiet here. So, if you want to chat...
Not really. I'm having the day from hell.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's happened?
One of our suppliers failed to deliver. It was a pretty big order.
Oh, dear.
Yep. We were running low as it was, so it's going to leave some empty shelves.
Well, I hope you made it clear they can't let you down like that.
Nope, it wasn't their fault. An invoice seems to have gone missing.
Yeah, let me guess, something Kirsty was dealing
with?
No,
not this time. My fault.
Well, you're too pushed, that's why. You need a replacement for her, someone capable this time.
Yeah, maybe, but I can't think about that now. I've been on the phone to them all afternoon, grovelling.
Did it get you anywhere?
Well, sort of. They've agreed to send us a small emergency order just to tide us over the weekend.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah, it is, but it's a big favour, and they can't send it until they've completed all their scheduled orders for the day.
Oh, I see.
Which is bound to be after we've closed, and Anya can't stay on.
So you've got to.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Thing is, darling, could you possibly collect Henry for me? I'm certainly not going to be back in time to do that.
Of course I can.
You sure? I know you told Charlie family has to come first, but...
No, don't worry about it.
I can't even tell you what time I'll be back.
I understand.
So you might have to give Henry his tea, put him to bed even.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Really? You don't mind?
Of course not. I love spending time with Henry, you know that.
Oh, it's such short notice. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll be glad of the excuse to get away early.
Oh dear, are you having a bad day too?
No, but Charlie is. He's seen the article in The Echo.
Ah, well, I can imagine that didn't go down well.
No, I've had some very crisp phone calls. He rang The Echo to complain, said their photographer had sneaked that picture when he wasn't looking.
Doesn't sound very likely. What did they say?
Well, they said his PR rep had been there all the time. So then he rang the PR people to complain to them.
Well, I hope he's okay about you leaving early.
He's not here. Helen, will you just stop worrying?
Oh, afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, I'm glad I bumped into you.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for seeing my mother.
Ah, right. Well, it was my pleasure.
Well, I know she's good company.
She is.
We just weren't sure you'd want to hear what she had to say.
Well, as I said to her, I'm not building the road.
Yeah, but you're not sorry the road's being built.
I said I would pass on what we discussed to my boss, and I shall.
Oh, thank you. Maybe he'd like to have a copy of this, too.
Oh, you just happen to have one going spare?
No. I wanted to send this one to my daughter, but there are still a few left in the shop.
I'm sure someone has brought it to Justin's attention.
I'm sure they have.
I don't entirely see what you think it's got to do with any possible plans for a new road, though. If that was your implication.
Well, I just thought you might be interested in the line the Echo took. You know, the contrast they made between the two different kinds of farming.
I imagine he found it highly predictable. I did.
Really? Well, you were pleased with the coverage Barrow Farm got?
Not particularly. It's a pity it was so superficial.
I didn't think it was.
But you had a good write-up.
We deserved it.
You didn't object to it being rather rose-tinted, then?
I don't think it was. I thought it was quite an accurate representation of a modern working family farm.
It made it feel like a bit of a throwback, don't you think?
No, I don't. We're a farm that flourishes now and will flourish in the future, if we're allowed to.
Everything has to change. And I think it's a pity the Echo couldn't appreciate that.
Maybe, but there's change for the better and there's change for the worse.
Indeed. Now, that's something we can certainly agree on.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Oh, this is all still looking a bit grim.
I know. It's like living in a condemned slum property.
Well, maybe that's going a bit far. It is pretty bare, though.
Yeah, and likely to remain so.
Mum hasn't found any new tiles yet.
No, still looking for that particular shade.
She is a perfectionist. And the granite?
Oh, I haven't even dared to ask. I'm past caring.
Not going to be ready any time soon.
No, I'm resigned to it now.
Ooh, the Steves have knocked off for the afternoon, then?
Yeah, they went at lunchtime. Uh-huh. To be honest, there wasn't much they could be getting on with.
I suppose not.
Right, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, I'd love one. And I think you should get out of here. You know, I mean, it's not doing your blood pressure any good.
You're probably right. I'll put the kettle on in the temporary kitchen.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I've brought you lots of leaflets from the arable event.
Good. Well, while we're having a cuppa, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Yeah, I will.
All the precision technology looked fascinating on the website.
It was easily the best exhibit. Yeah, very thought-provoking.
And you got on okay with Charlie?
Oh, yes. Though he was pretty thought-provoking too.
Charlie, I wasn't expecting you to be around today.
So I see.
You off already? Well, yes, if that's all right. It's a domestic emergency, I'm afraid.
Another one?
Oh, come on, Charlie. I did it once, and that was weeks ago.
I should be glad it's not a regular occurrence.
Look, I'm sorry, but there really is a problem.
There was last time.
Quite unforeseeable.
Ditto?
There is no one else to collect Henry. I'm the last resort.
Really?
Yeah, Helen's tried everyone else. I wouldn't go unless I absolutely had to.
Well, you seemed happy enough to do it without me knowing about it.
That's not true. I left you a voicemail message.
Right.
Yeah, and a note, in case you drop by.
Well, good.
I promise you I'm not going to make a habit of this.
Good.
Helen's under a lot of pressure, but that's going to change.
I don't care what your domestic arrangements are, Rob.
No.
As long as they don't affect your professional life.
I do my job, Charlie, and I do it well.
All right.
Any more flack after the Echo article?
Not really. I bumped into David Archer just now. He'd got a copy under his arm.
And you discussed it?
We clashed antlers a bit.
Oh, who won?
Honours even, I should say. Now, those Archers are a formidable clan.
Yes, Charlie. They are.
Well, Adam, that's all very interesting.
I think that covers everything. You've as good as seen it all yourself now.
Yeah, I feel as though I have. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still sorry you couldn't come.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
The leaflets tell you where to go for more information, if you want it.
Yep, great. You said Charlie was thought-provoking, too.
Yeah, I did. He said quite a lot.
Right.
Though you may have heard it before, of course.
What kind of things?
About the contracting, mainly. Has he ever talked to you about that?
Only in terms of the crops we supply to the AD unit.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think he understands that it's Debbie's business and I'm her man on the ground.
Debbie? Well, has he spoken to her about it?
Well, I don't think so. But he seemed to think I should do something with it. Told me to be more ambitious.
Huh. Did you tell him about everything else? Brookfield?
Well, he said that was like mowing their lawn.
Oh, dear. He has got it in for them. That Echo article must really have got under his skin.
Oh, no, no. He hadn't read it then. He said it was silly to have all this expensive kit standing about doing nothing.
Well, true enough, I suppose.
When we could be servicing half the county.
He is ambitious.
Yeah. But who for? I mean, how would that benefit the estate? Mm.
We did make it clear at the start that he was taking a close look at the setup of the estate.
Oh. Implying he didn't like it?
Maybe. I mean, that would certainly include the contracting work.
Yeah.
So, perhaps it's a warning. We could lose it. He needs watching, Adam.
I know. You know, in some ways, he's very clear about what he means.
You say that again.
And then he goes all gnomic. He kept talking about me.
Huh? Like you?
No, I mean literally. Saying I could do this and I could do that. As if Debbie wasn't in the picture.
Yeah, it's confusing.
You know, I think it was meant to be. I mean, perhaps he's trying to provoke us into working something out for ourselves. You know, not spelling out what he wants.
Yes, but what is it?
Well, search me. I was hoping you might have some ideas.
Oh, you've never spoken in such depth to me.
That's one thing, shaking up the way things work on the estate.
Yes, but quite another if he's trying to interfere with the way we run the business at Home Farm.
Yeah. I mean, he's very personable, but...
Yeah. But I don't trust him either.
Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. Which one do you think is Mopsy? Oh, look, here's Mummy.
Hello. Oh, Henry, you look so cosy. Sorry I'm late.
He won't hear Mummy.
I told you, Henry, poor Mummy had to stay late at work.
But I'm sure Rob's been looking after you beautifully, hasn't he? Oh, thank you, darling.
My pleasure.
Why did she?
Someone made a mistake and she had to stay and put it right.
Yep. I'd much rather have been with you. You going to give me a hug and forgive me?
No.
He's a bit tired. We played a game of cricket before supper, didn't we, Henry?
Yes, I am.
Well done. Sounds like you had a lovely time.
I did.
Perhaps I'll give Mummy a hug. I think she needs one.
Yes. Thank you.
You're all sorted now. Oh, you look shattered.
Yep, they came, eventually. And we can have our proper delivery on Tuesday.
Good.
I want my story.
Say please then, darling.
Please, Rob.
Well, Mummy can climb up, can't she? And she can read it to you.
I don't want Mummy, I want you.
Oh, Henry, that's not very nice.
No, it's all right. You snuggle down, sweetheart. Rob can read your story.
Tuck me in.
And tuck you in.
Good.
I'm sorry, I've overtired him.
You collected him, played with him, fed him, bathed him. You've got nothing to apologise for.
That was fun. You relax, I'll get you some supper.
No, you've done everything else.
Darling, don't be upset about it. He's just tired, aren't you, Henry?
Yes.
Mummy didn't want to work late.
No, I didn't.
It's all down to the situation at the shop.
Yep.
You're far too tied to it now Kirsty's gone.
Thought it'd be easier when Anya came back.
I hate seeing you like this. You haven't got enough time for yourself, let alone Henry and me.
I've been neglecting you, haven't I?
There's no need to beat yourself up. The problem's easily solved. If you want to spend more time with us at home...
Of course I do.
...then you're going to need more help at work. Aren't you?
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.